Here goes. I guess I'll just read y'all my testimony. If I start speaking, then I'll probably be stuttering and mumbling up here. I attended a church in Mobile, Alabama. You could consider it your typical Southern Baptist church. As Pastor says many times about Southern Baptists, when he says it, I can actually apply to it since I was Southern Baptist. My family considered going to church Sunday school and morning service was going to church. That's all we went to. We didn't go to Sunday night or Wednesday night service because we just went to Sunday morning. That was good enough, we thought. I thought I was saved at a young age, probably around 6 to 8 years old. I didn't know what I did or what was done for me to be saved. Nobody really shared the gospel with me and set me down to share what I used to be, the old nature, or what I was going to be like after being saved, a new nature. Growing up, I was your typical kid, getting the things that I shouldn't have been doing. After high school, I joined the Air Force, and that wasn't much better. Most of us know the military lives are involved around alcohol or partying. Like the saying goes, work hard and play hard. At my second duty assignment, there was a guy that was in my circle of influence. We worked side by side daily. He would always pray before he ate, never drink, never use foul language. There was something about him that was different from others. Me being the person I am, I would always tease and joke around the music he listened to and so on. One day he invited me to church. At first I gave a typical answer, I'm good, I don't need that. At least I thought I was at the point in my at this point in time I was married with a daughter. I got to think that maybe I should go back to church. That way my daughter could at least attend church just like I did growing up. We chose a church to attend, which was a small church right outside of Whiteman Air Force Base, which is called Calvary Baptist Church. It's just like this church, an independent fundamental Baptist. I didn't know what it was for independent Baptist at first. After a few services, me and my wife decided to go through a six-week disciple class with the pastor. It's basically a class that goes through scripture of different relationships we have with Christ, like the old man, new man, what happened at Calvary, and why. On the fifth week, the pastor asked if I was saved. I couldn't reassure myself if I was or not, so on May 15, 2009, I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
Over the years, I believe that I've learned a lot, but there's always room for growth. This church has helped me grow and stay out of the things that I might have once been involved in. When people think of Korea, they think of things that go on at night and all the bar hopping that is involved here. They don't think about the doctrinally sound churches that are here, like Lighthouse Baptist Church. I knew right from the first few services that this is the place that God wanted me to be. The church zombies that you see during services are compassionate and would give everything that could in time of need. For instance, around March of last year, I was invited over to a family's house over by the Humphreys. I had no idea what was going to take place. They had planned a little get-together for my birthday. Things like that is what makes this church so special. Amen. While single and accompanied away from their families, I could have been sitting in my dorm room all by myself thinking of the things that I was missing back home, but instead I was sharing my birthday with a big group of brothers and sisters in Christ. Each message, it seemed that the pastor was speaking directly to me, and each message something that I needed to add in my life or adjust. Pastor doesn't just give you the typical message that you have may heard 1,000 times. Each message is biblically sound message that gives you the whole spectrum, the what, when, and how. I'm so blessed to have been a part of Lighthouse Baptist and will continue to pray that it will continue to grow even after each and every one of us pass PCS. I would like to just ask that you would pray to God to show me where he wants me to go and what church to attend at Eglin Air Force Base. Finding Lighthouse Baptist was simple, knowing that a previous member of my last church was already coming here, which is Chad.